Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel, and may I have your zip code, please, to pull up your account?
14470.
All right. Thank you for that information. And one moment, please.
Okay.
All right. I'm still accessing.
That's okay.
Information. And if you could also please provide your name.
Mary Lou Steger, S-T-E-G-E-R.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. And for security purposes, please verify your address.
16800 Ridge Road, Holly, New York.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. And I've gotten an account located that shows your name and your address. You're calling us about a canceled account for the foot massager, for that shopping membership there. And how is it that I can assist?
Well, when I spoke to somebody before, which was like, it was Friday, and they had until basically today to put that money back into my checking account. They said they were giving me a full refund, and I don't see it yet. So I was inquiring about that.
Okay. It does show, well, 28. All right. It does show you spoke with a couple of people on the 28th of January regarding a refund. It has been refunded, but since we were not able to do it electronically, it was forwarded to the corporate office for them to refund. When they refund, it's possibly by check, but I'm not certain whether it's a mailed check or an electronic check is how they refund it. But we weren't able to do it electronically when we attempted to do it on the 28th. Let's see.
Yeah, I saw it in my checking account, and then I saw that it was gone. There was nothing, you know, that was not in there. Then all of a sudden I looked again and it was back in there.
You mean the
so
charge?
So I still have not received the refund.
Okay, when we attempted initially, it said it wasn't a settled transaction. That was at 4:15. Then we tried to void it. We couldn't void it. That was unsuccessful. So they tried again, and they said it wasn't settled. Let's see. Okay, well, that time it allowed me to do it. So that was on the 28th. Let's see, you were billed on the 27th. Okay, so for that full refund where we put in there for the corporate office to do it, it allowed me to do it this time. I have the transaction ID for that refund for $54.97.
Okay. So there's now There is a tracking number now?
A transaction ID, ma'am, from the system.
Okay. Okay. Can you give me that number?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm ready to provide it to you if you would like to write
okay.
it down.
Yes, I'm ready. I didn't know if you were allowed to give it to me or not.
Okay, that's
okay.
Six,
I'm ready.
That's
what
six,
is it?
Yes, ma'am. 693.
93.
270.
270.
15.
15.
47.
47.
That's it. That's the transaction number that the system provided when they refunded the $54.97. If the system automatically generates confirmations to the email, You can also check your Gmail account for that. We're not able to send a manual confirmation, but you can also check your Gmail account for it.
Okay. So, okay, so the money is put back into my checking account?
It's refunded, ma'am. Normally when we refund it, it takes about 3 to 5 business days for it to show reflected back to the account, because that depends on the card issuer. They have to actually apply the credit back. So we have refunded it, but the 3 to 5 business day period is how long it takes the card issuer to apply your credit back. So that number from the system is the confirmation that it's been refunded.
Okay. Now, how am I getting that money back? That's another question.
Electronically, ma'am. I just refunded it.
I know, but I'm saying, I'm asking if it goes, they'll electronically transfer that money into my checking account where they took it out of.
Yeah, it goes back to the card. There was a card that was used, but not necessarily the card per se. But yeah, the way it works, and I'm not in banking, but it takes 3 to 5 business days is what we're able to, you know, provide to you, because we can't tell you the exact date that it shows reflected back. You know, it's like when you get a refund for something, they tell you it may be so many days, but it's usually 3 to 5 business days. It just depends.
Okay. Well, yeah, I that's what he told me before, and I'm still waiting. And I told him, I said, you got until Friday before I start calling the Better Business Bureau and Attorney General and all that stuff and report your company.
Yes, ma'am. Well, on
and
the recorded line,
today.
Right, on the recorded line, it shows about 3 or 4 attempts where we tried to do it on the 28th. It wouldn't allow them, and this is the first time that I've ever spoken to you and seen this account. It said on the 28th, which was the day after, that the transaction wasn't settled, and it also wouldn't allow us to void it. We tried to do that before we forwarded that request to the corporate office.
Okay, but, yeah, they didn't call and tell me, so that's why I was calling today. To see what was going on.
Yes, ma'am. We're an inbound call center. We don't make any calls out. So when there's an inquiry, we're available 24/7. You can call in for assistance. But it allowed me just now to refund the full $54.97. So it just depends on sometimes how long a charge may be pending. But we didn't have any control over that part.
Yeah, because they did call me, by the way. It was their third phone call. But, okay, so I'll give it till next week. And hopefully I won't have to call you again. Because as soon as I get the refund, as soon as I get the refund, I'm going to mail your thing back.
Whatever you received in the mail is yours to keep. There's not a return policy with it.
Oh, because I figured I wanted to give it back because it's no longer mine when I get the refund.
No, ma'am. You can just go ahead and keep that. That money's been refunded. I just did that. And I'll note here that I just did review the note, because it shows here that they did their best to try to, even the department that the request was forwarded to tried to go in and refund it. But for whatever reason, we couldn't do it electronically the day after.
All right. You sure you don't want this thing back?
No, ma'am.
I'll go to the post office and mail it.
No,
when
ma'am.
I can get out.
No, ma'am. You won't be billed anything further. The account's been canceled, of course, since the 28th. So there's no more billing attempts or no more shipments.
Okay. Thank you very much for your assistance.
Oh, well, you're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for
And explaining a little more in depth that I can understand better here.
Okay. Hopefully it makes sense. But we... whenever we can't, if we can't do it electronically, then we have to try to get it to the corporate office, who can try to issue a check. So.
Okay. All right. I'll wait till next week then.
Yes,
or
ma'am.
Whatever.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. You have a good day.
You do the same, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer
thank
support.
You. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.